Job 27. Job again took up his parable and said, "As God lives, who has taken away my right, that is, my sense of justice, the Almighty, who has made my soul bitter, for the length of my life is still in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, surely my lips shall not speak unrighteousness, neither shall my tongue utter deceit. Far be it from me that I should justify you. Until I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. I hold fast to my righteousness and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live." So he's swearing that he's going to keep a good conscience before God. That even though he does not understand God, as he's just said in the previous chapter, that we only hear just the outside of God's ways, we just understand a very little bit about God, and we cannot understand why we're suffering as we are. Okay. But I am not therefore going to live in an unrighteous way. I will not turn away from him. Let my enemy be as the wicked. Let him who rises up against me be as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the godless when he is cut off, when God takes away his life? Will God hear his cry when trouble comes on him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty and call on God at all times? I will teach you about the hand of God, that which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. So he's several times said that the hand of God is what is making him suffer. He says, "Have pity upon me, for the hand of God has touched me." So he's saying, through this experience, I can teach you. And I think one of the reasons why Job suffered was so that he might save the friends. If you remember at the end of the book, he prays for them and he saves them. Now he's starting to get closer to that, saying that because the hand of God has touched me, therefore I can teach you. Behold, all of you have seen it yourselves. Why then have you become altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, the heritage of oppressors, which they receive from the Almighty. If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword. His offspring shall not be satisfied with bread. Those who remain of him shall be buried in death. His widows shall make no lamentation. Though he heap up silver as the dust and prepare clothing as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. But when is this going to happen? When will the clothing of the wicked, as it were, be put on by the righteous? Well, only at the last day, because it doesn't seem to happen in this life. At least that's how Job felt at that time. He builds his house as the moth, as a booth which the watchman makes. He lies down rich, but he shall not do so again. He opens his eyes, and he is not. Terrors overtake him like waters. A storm steals him away in the night. He's talking about death, that in the end, no matter how wealthy someone is, they're going to die. And that's it. And there is going to have to be a final time of reckoning. And that is not now. It's at the last day. The east wind carries him away and he departs. It sweeps him out of his place. It hurls at him and does not spare as he flees away from his hand.